Okay, good morning and welcome everyone. Today's daf is Kuf Nun Dalet. Let's, Bez Hashem Bli Neder, let's finish Shas together. Today's learning is dedicated both Le'ili Nishmas of Imoyer of David Tzibin of Yosef, as well as Le'ili Nishmas of Mordechai Bereb Yisrael. That's Mordechai Kirshner's grandfather. Is that who you named for, Mordechai? That's who you named for?
Yes, indeed, Rabino.
Wow, okay. Rav Mordechai's grandfather, Rav Mordechai Bereb Yisrael, the neshama should have an aliyah in the merit of all the learning that we're doing today. And we're going to pick it up from the very top line of Kuf Nun Dalet Amud Aleph. But before we get to that, we have to say what Rami Brachama's halacha was. So on the bottom of Kuf Nun Gimel Amud Beis, we just learned that Rami Brachama said that a person who violates the Isser Mechamer Achar Behemto, which means if you lead your animal is carrying something, and you're leading your animal while your animal is carrying something, B'Shabbos, Rami Rechama said, B'Shogig Chayv Chatas, B'Mezid Chayv Skila. That's what he had said. And it's a regular Isser, B'Shogig Chayv Chatas, so that was Rami Rechama. But Rava didn't like that because the Torah says, "Torah acheskem laosa bishkaga." It's only if you actually do the malacha by hand that you're actually doing a malacha. So he didn't like that pshat. So now we're on the Rav Zvid has a different understanding. Rav Zvid masni hachi. Rav Zvid learned Rami Racham's halacha differently. Amar Rami Racham, Amacham Rachmem de b'Shabbes b'Shogeg eino chayev chatas. Rav Zvid's version of Rami Racham is that if you violate a bishogeg, you don't violate a chatas because you didn't do a maisa. You're just leading an animal. That's no malacha. You didn't do any malacha b'yad. You're just leading an animal. There's no iser with that. Einu chayev chatas, but b'mezid chayev skila. Despite the fact that there is no chayev chatas bishogeg, but if you do it b'mezid, you're chayev skila because the Torah says, lo sasa kol malacha. Right? So even a malacha, you're chayev on. Says the Gemara, Masiv Rava, so Rava asked against this, but what about the Mishnah Sanhedrin? Amachalas a Shabbos, B'davish a chayevan al shigigas al chatas, chayevan al zdonos kare, skila. The Mishnah says, if you violate something, Rachato Adonai Wein Mochlam Shakon Yavaro, if you violate something that you chayv shogig, you chayv achatas doing him shogig, then you chayv skil if you do it b'mezid. So the Gemara is medayik. Ha ein chayav al shigas achatas. But let's say we just said now that Rav Zvid understands b'das rami machama, that machamer is an exception to the rule. Every other malach of Shabbos, if you violate b'shogig, is a chatas and b'mezid is skila. But Mechamer is an exception. There is no Chatos B'Shogeg. There is only Mezid, only Skil if you do it B'Mezid. So it's against the Mishnah. Ha'enichayav, the implication of the Mishnah Sanhedrin is it says, if you violate something that B'Shogeg, you get a Chatos, so then you get Skila if you do it B'Mezid. Ha'enichayav, Neshogaz, Chatos, if there is no Chatos, you violate B'Shogeg, Enichayav, Nazdon, Skila. That's the implication. So Mechamer would break that rule. Answers the Gemara, no. Who says to make that inference? It's not mochach in the Mishnah that way. Mi katani ha'ein chayav v'chulo. The converse, it doesn't say in the Mishnah. All it says in the Mishnah is, if you violate something, b'shogeg chayav chatas, b'mezid chayav skila. But it doesn't say, if there's no chatas, there's no skila, it doesn't say that. Mi katani ha'ein chayav v'chulo. Ha'chi kamar, this is what it means. Dover she'echan ha'shigasol chatas, chayav v'nazdona skila. Something that you're chayv achatas if you violate it b'shogeg, so then you will be chayv skila if you do it b'mezid. But v'yesh davar she'ein chayv anos shigas achatas v'chayv anos donos skila. But it's possible to find something that there is no chatas for b'shogeg, but there still is skila b'mezid u'mayniu mechamer. So that would support Rami Rechama. Now the Gemara brings another opinion about mechamer, a third opinion. So far we said one opinion says Mechamer, B'shogig Chatos, B'mezid Skila. Another version, Rav Zvid's version is B'shogig No Chatos, B'mezid Yes Skila. But now we have a third version, Rava Achua de Rav Mari Baruchel. Rava, the brother of Rav Mari Baruchel, he held Amila Avua de Rav Mari Baruchel. Some say Rava was the father, not the brother of Rav Mari Baruchel, but he was the father of Rav Mari Baruchel. They called him by his mother's name, Mari Baruchel. So before the Gemara quotes the Shita, the Gemara wants to know, could he really have been Rava, been the father? Says the Gemara, Lalishna Basra, if you say that Rava was the father of Rav Baruchel, Kasha Hadarav Achshere Rav Mari Baruchel. So there's a Gemara in Yevamos that will present the difficulty to assuming that Rava was the father of Mari Baruchel. Because the Gemara there says that Rav agreed with the appointment of Rav Mari Baruchel, Manye Bepurse de Bavel, that Rav gave him a hechsher, he allowed him to be a shoter, to be like a ruler in Bavel on the Tzibur, even though his father was not Jewish. That's what Gemara says in Yevamos. Usually you don't give an opinion of Svara, of leadership, of authority. He was like the head of the police force or something, Mari Baruchel. So the reason they called him Mari Baruchel, according to that, is that they called him by his mom because his mom was Jewish, but his dad wasn't Jewish. But according to what we're saying over here, Rava was his dad. Rava was certainly very Jewish. So that this Gemara is saying that Rava was his dad. The second version doesn't fit in with the Gemara in Yevamos that said that Rav allowed him to be a policeman even though his father wasn't Jewish. So, says the Gemara, no, Dilma Trey Mari Baruchel Havu. Don't ask Kashas on that. Maybe there were two different Mari Baruchels. So you can't ask a Kash. Okay, fine. That's a little side point. But anyway, now back to our show. Getting back to... So this Rava, who was either the brother of Mari Baruchel or the father of the other Mari Baruchel, have a masle lahashmaita mishmeid Rabbi Yochanan liftur. He understood this teaching in the name of Rabbi Yochanan to exempt entirely. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, how did he have it? Rabbi Yochanan said, "Hamachamer achrem de b'shabbes. If you're mechamer, pater miklum. You're pater on everything. B'shogig lo mechayv chatas." Shogig, there is no chatas, the hook shakal Torah, kula vodazar, like we said before, because to be chayv a chatas, you got to do an action. And if you're just leading an animal that's carrying the thing, the animal's doing the action, you're not doing the action. So there's no way sodoraisa. B'meizinami lo mechayv. And applying the converse of the Mishnah Sanhedrin, whenever there is a chatas, there is skila. If there is no chatas, there is no skila. B'meizinami lo mechayv chatas. B'meizin. There is also no chiyuv chatas. Disnan machalas haShabbos b'davar shechayavin al shegigoso chatas v'alzdono skila. If a person violates Shabbos with something that b'mezid is a chatas and b'shogeg is skila, that the b'shogeg is chatas, mezid is skila. Ha ein chayav al shegigoso chatas ein chayav alzdono skila. If there's no chiyuv chatas, so there's no chiyuv skila b'mezid. Says the Gemara. Not only is there no chatas and no skila kod Rabbi Yochanan, bilav nami lo mechayev. And you don't even get lashes for such a thing. Why? The havale lav shenitan lazharas mises bezdin. Because this is a lav that's nitan lazharas mises bezdin. Meaning that the Torah says, lo sasa kol malacha ato vincha uvemtecha. Ato vincha vitecha, abdecha vamoska uvhem techa. V'cholav shin lasas mises bezdin lokin alav. In other words, what's the punishment for lo sasa kol malacha in the Torah? What's the punishment? Ata, when you do it, when a human does it. The punishment when a human do it is skila and kares. So what are you now going to tell me? Oh, but when my behema does it, so now there's no kares, it's just malchus. No. If this lav in the Torah of lo sasa kol malacha, the Torah tells you what the punishment of lo sasa kol malacha is. If a human being violates lo sasa kol malacha, the punishment is skila and kares. So what are you going to say? You can't say now if my animal violates it, so then there's going to be lav, there's going to be malchus. No, this lav was not meant to warn malchus. This lav is meant for skila. So if there's no skila by behema, there's not even any malchus because it's a lav shenita lazharas mises bezdin. It's a lav that the Torah is telling you the punishment for this is mises bezdin. So if in mechamer you have this lumdus that tells you that since you're not doing it, your animal's doing it, so there's no skichatas. If there's no chatas, there's no skila. If there's no skila, there's no lav. There's not even a malchus. There's not even a malchus. So it sounds like what it's saying is that there's such thing as an iser doraisa, that there's no skila, no malchus, and no chatas b'shogeg. Fine. So there's no malchus. Va'afilu l'man d'amar lokin, and the Gemara continues and says, even according to Rabbi Yishmael and Maseches Makos, who says that you can get malchus for a lav shenitan lasaras mises bezdin. Nevertheless, by mechamer you're not going to get malchus, because if it was true lichta rachmana lo sas komalacha uvehem techa, it should have just said lo sas komalacha your animal. Ata lamali, why does it have to tell you you don't do malacha? Rather, it's coming to distinguish. Who knew the mechayev? Only someone who does the malacha is chayev, but behemto lo mechayev. But if your behema does the malacha, namely you're leading your animal doing the malacha, so you're not going to be chayev. There's going to be no lashes. There's going to be no malchus. So, well, it's not quite a lav shame a maisa because your animal is doing a maisa. You're not doing a maisa, but your animal's doing a maisa. He's carrying. So I'm not sure. It's a funny kind of, you're right. It was mechamer. The idea is getting your animal to do a malacha. Well, again, right, that is why we're saying there's no carbon chatos, because you didn't do a maisa biyadayim. A maisa was done here, you just didn't do it. So it's like, you're right, it's in the middle. It's in the middle. Yeah. But so the Ritva writes, "Mishum she'ainza ma'isa atzma la ma'isa behemto." So it's similar way, "Ainza ma'isa atzma la ma'isa behemto." It's like ma'isa avdo ubeno, that even though you violate a lav, there's no malchus. Interesting. I'm not sure. I didn't see anybody talking about lav shema ma'isa. Maybe they do. I didn't see it, though. I didn't see it. I'm sorry. Fine. Let's continue. Okay. New Gemara. Higia l'chatzar achitzona. Now, so what did the Mishnah say? The Mishnah said, you're walking home Erev Shabbos. And it's Shabbos. You're carrying in Rishus HaRabim. And you're still a half hour away from home. 15 minutes away from home. You're in a Rishus HaRabim. So what do? So first you give it to a guy. If there's no guy, you give it to what did it say? First you put it on your animal. Which was first, animal or a guy? I forgot already. What did the Mishnah say? Somebody remind me. Animal or a guy, which goes first? Mishich sabaderech nachri. Right. First give it to a guy. No guy, give it to your animal. No animal, give it to a chere shota v'katan, and the Gemara talked about how to do it. Let's say you have no guy, no animal, no chere shota v'katan. So then you're supposed to. So then we also learned. So we learned that you carry it less than 4 hours at a time. But then we also learned you run home. You run home. And what did the Mishnah say? He gil chatzar achitzona notos hakelim and tell him Shabbos. Right. So the Mishnah said, right, before we get to that. So if you get to, when you get to the outside courtyard, so the kelim that are mutter to carry, fine, no problem. Just carry them. The ones that are not mutter to carry, so what do? You can untie the ropes of the saddle and the sacks full of muktza will fall on their own. That's what the Mishnah says you're allowed to do. Amar Rav Huna, ha'isa behemto tuna klei zechuches. So let's say if there were glass kalim. So what do? Maybe karmakistos, let's say they were muktza. Maybe it was a klisha, right? It was a mukta machmas chisaron kiss. Gemara is going to explain. Maybe karm v'kess is a mneich tachta. So what are you supposed to do? If you just untie the if you just let loose the sacks and they smash down to the floor, they're going to break. So what can you do? You can bring pillows and blankets and put them on the floor in your backyard so that when you untie the thing, it'll fall on the pillows. Ask the Gemara of Anantan. I, the Mishnah says, no tell us akelim, I told him b'shabbes. What do you mean? Glass is mutter. What's the matter with handling glass jars and jugs on Shabbos? Says the Gemara, Kika Amar Rav Huna Bekarne Du'umna. We're talking about very specialized glass objects that a bloodletter would use. Delo Chazile. So they're disgusting and it's mukta. It's not roy for anything. It was used by bloodletters. Nobody's going to drink it. They're very disgusting, says Rashi. Ask the Gemara, how are you allowed to put the pillows out there? But now you're taking a pillow and a blanket that was mutter to use. Before Shabbos, it was mutter. And now you're putting mukta on it. So, isn't this destroying the pillow on Shabbos? Answer the Gemara. Bishlife Zutre. Hold on, before we get to that, but I thought it was halfway through Shabbos. It's not a problem with buses. Isidra Abanan. Or it's like you establish it in its place. It's Isra of Bittul Klimei Chana. We had it like earlier in the Masechta. That you're not allowed to take something and render it moving, motionless. You can't move it. Some type of Isra of Bittul Klimei Chana. Either it's Binyan Astira or it's Dolam El Malachos. You're establishing it in its place. You're not going to be able to move it now. Fine. Says the Gemara, asks the Gemara, b'shlifei zutre. We're talking about very small packages that after they fall on the pillow, you'll be allowed to move the pillow out and slide it to the ground. I buses. The answer is, there's no buses l'chatzis Shabbos. So says the Baal HaMaor here. Right? We learned earlier that since you're making the buses, since during Bein HaShemashos, when Bein HaShemashos started, it wasn't a buses, you're making the buses on Shabbos, Kviyochel. Chazal allowed you to do this because of Hefsid Merubah. You're allowed to untie the sack so the thing slides down on the pillow. Once it's on the pillow, then you're allowed to knock it off the pillow softly to the ground. You're allowed to do that. And it's not a problem of buses because it wasn't there when Shabbos started. Others say, since your intention is only should be there for a few minutes, it's not a problem with buses. Fine. Says the Gemara, Meisve, we'll ask you a question on this. Let's say your animal was carrying tevel, which is mukta. You can't eat it on Shabbos, and you can't take trumas and mais on Shabbos. Vashashis, thick pieces of glass. Mukta. Matir is a chaval and vasak and noflin. So you're allowed to undo the ropes and the sacks will fall to the ground. Va'afal pish and mishtabrin. Even if they're going to break, you're not allowed to take them from your hand. Whoa, sounds like you're not allowed to put pillows under it. Answer the Gemara. Hasam bikulsa. We're talking about thick pieces of glass, which are being made for windows. And since in the end, you're going to end, when you soften it up, you're going to make it into smaller pieces, it's not a big deal if it breaks. We don't mind if it breaks because you're going to use it for small pieces of window. And therefore, the rabbis did not permit you to put pillows underneath it Because even if it breaks, you're not upset about it. You need it to break anyway. Says the Gemara, Dekanami, I'll prove to you this is true. Diktani, Dom Yud Tevel. It's got to be comparable to the case of Tevel. Ma Tevel Delo Chazile. Just like Tevel is not usable on Shabbos at all. Afhacha, so to the glass. We're talking about a case in the Brisa. Nami Delo Chazile. We're talking about glass that you can't use at all. It's big, thick pieces of glass that are used for windows. Umay afal pisha mishtabrin. What does it mean, even though they're going to break? So what's the chiddush? Obviously, you want them to break. It says the Gemara, ma would you say, ma lehefsid mu'at nami chashishu. You might have thought, well, there might be little pieces that are not going to break exactly the way you want them, so there'll be a little bit of a hefsid mu'at, and therefore the rabbis would permit you to put it on top of pillows for a hefsid mu'at, kamash malan. Bryce is teaching you, if there's just a little loss incurred by small pieces of glass breaking off, we're not worried about that, and we're not going to allow you to violate Shabbos in order to just for a hefsid mu'at. It's only for a hefsid merubah, for a big loss of money, that the rabbis permitted it in this case. Says the Gemara, Tanya, you're linked in the Braisa. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai Omer. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai says, Ha'isa behemto tuna shlif shel tevua. Let's say your animal was carrying a big bundle of wheat of tevel, grains of tevel. So it's mukta. So how do you get it off the animal on Shabbos? So let's say you can't undo the ropes. What do? Meniach rosho tachtea umisalko letzad acher. So you put your head under one of the sides of the burden and sort of move it to the other side. Umisalko letzad acher. Move it to the other side of the animal. V'unofel me'elav. Does it mean you take the animal's head? Is it your head or the animal's head? I think it's the animal's head. You take the animal's head. What does the art scroll say? The animal's head or the person's head? I think you take the animal's head. No? What do you say? Either way, the point is you're using the animal. You're using the side of the animal's head. I was going to talk about, I'm going to launch you into a whole discussion of using the side of the animal. Let's see, 1 second. One moment, please. So what do you do over here? What you do is... Right. Just says position his head. Yeah, it means the person's head. Okay. If your animal is loaded, yeah, you should position your head under one end of it. His head. Yeah, it sounds like it's the human being's head. Wow, okay. Let's see. Let's see if it makes sense. Says the Gemara. So again, says the Gemara, Ha'isvam betuna shlif, shel tvua, meniach rosha tachta. Put your head under one side of the big bundle of wheat, and then you sort of push the big sack of wheat onto one side of the animal, and then it's going to fall by itself. So the Ramban writes over here, even though anything that's mukta, you're not allowed to move it, even if you're just touching part of it. Nevertheless, here there's an issue of Tzar Baal HaChaim, as we're going to see in a second. So they permitted you to be metalta shelo kederech tiltel. We're afraid you got to get it off the animal somehow. The animal's going to die. Or you say that since you're using your head, it's tiltel begufa, the chacham weren't gozer at all. So let's see. Continues the Baisa. Chamor shel Rav Gamliel. The donkey of Rav Gamliel, he said to Una Devash. The donkey of Rav Gamliel, he was carrying honey. Velo ratzel afarka ad motzoi Shabbos. He he did not want to take it off until Motzai Shabbos. Ulamotzai Shabbos Mesa. Because he didn't want to take it off there, I'm not sure why the honey was mukta. I guess it was, maybe it was date honey. So it was, it didn't have Trumas and Mises taken off of it. Right? Honey from bees, you don't have to take Trumas and Mises. It doesn't grow from the ground, but maybe it was date honey. So he didn't want, and the animal died because he wanted to be so frum. He didn't want to take the package off his animal. It's Tzar Balei Chaim to make an animal standing there with a heavy, heavy sack of things for the whole Shabbos. So it died. Ask the Gemara, so why didn't he use the shtick of Reb Shimon Yochai? V'anan t'nan, in the Mishnah, no tell, kelim ani tolin. So first the Gemara asks my kasha. Yeah, what do you mean? You're allowed, why is Dvash Mukta? Why didn't he just take it off? As the Gemara, Kishahidbish. Oh, we're talking about honey that fermented, and therefore it was not edible, and it was mukta. Ask the Gemara, Hidbish lamai chazi. Well, why was he carrying around fermented? Let him just throw it in the garbage. Why was he carrying around fermented honey? Says the Gemara, Laksisa de gamle. It is usable to put on the wounds of a camel. But on Shabbos, you can't use it at all. During the week, it's usable. Shabbos, not usable at all because you're not allowed to heal your animal on Shabbos. You're not allowed to heal your camel on Shabbos. Ask the Gemara, V'yatir chavalim v'yiplu sakin. Why don't you just undo the ropes and let the sack fall by themselves? Answer the Gemara, Mitzteru Zike. In this case, if you would have untied the thing, so the sacks would have gotten destroyed. Ask the Gemara, V'yavi karim v'kesedin dechtem. So why didn't you bring pillows and put it underneath there? Ask the Gemara, Mitanfe. The honey would get poured on the pillows and would destroy them. V'kamavata klime chano. And therefore, it would be destroying the kelim. Ask the Gemara, Ay, v'ha'ikot sar balei chayim. Why isn't the Isser of Tzar Balei Chaim, why isn't that Doche, the Isser Mukta? Tzar Balei Chaim, the Gemara is assuming in this question, Tzar Balei Chaim is an Isser Doraisa. So let the Isser Doraisa of Tzar Balei Chaim push away the Isser Derabanan of Tiltul Mukta. Answer the Gemara, or Bittul Kli Meichano, let's say, taking the pillow and put it on, so it would be a problem of Bittul Kli Meichano. Remember, we learned that Bittul Kli Meichano, it's either Soser B'Kalim, or it's a problem of just, you're going to establish, it's going to have to stay in its place for the whole Shabbos. So it's like a Malacha. And so the Gemara, Kasavar Tzar Balei Chaim D'Rabbanon. This opinion holds, Tzar Balei Chaim, it's a Machlokas in Bab Metzia Lamed Beis, where the Tzar Balei Chaim is the Reis from D'Rabbanon. The Beis Yosef writes in Choshen Mishpat, that lahalacha tzar balei chayim is doraisa against the conclusion. This is Gemara. Beis Yosef writes lahalacha tzar balei chayim is doraisa. Abaye ashkechele l'rabba to come mishavshif le lebrei agaba dechamra. Abaye found Rabba that he was rubbing. The baby, he would rub the baby on the back of his donkey on Shabbos. He would put the baby on the side of the donkey. Basically, he would use the side of a donkey like as a slide for his baby on Shabbos. Amalei kamishtamish mar bebalei chayim. What do you mean? You're not allowed to use a Baal Chai on Shabbos. Now, the Gemara is assuming now, not only you're not allowed to ride a Baal Chai on Shabbos, you're not even allowed to use the side of a Baal Chai as a slide for your baby. You're not allowed to use it. Now, the Achronim talk about over here, what are you not allowed to do with an animal on Shabbos? You're not supposed to ride an animal on Shabbos. Because why are you not allowed to ride an animal? We're afraid you're going to rip off a branch from the tree. But apparently, Magen Avraham learns that not only you're not allowed to ride an animal on Shabbos, you're not allowed to use an animal at all on Shabbos. The rabbis decree the animal's muktzah. Amar lei, tzadinein. I'm only using the side of the chamor. Utzadin lo gazu b'rabbanan. The rabbis did not decree any problem with using the side of an animal. Tzadin lo gazu b'rabbanan. Says the Gemara, not tamra. How do you know that the side of an animal was not included in the gzeira that you're not allowed to use an animal? Disnan. Mater akil masak in oflin. How do you get the packages off the animal? You undo the ropes and the sacks fall. My love, bechever guzalki. We're talking about two sacks that are on two sides of the animal attached with ropes. Davalut studin. You're only using the side of the animal. Utstudin lo gazri burabanon. So you see, by letting the animal slide down, letting the bags slide down the side, so you're going to have to come close to the donkey, and you're going to have to rub on the side of the animal. So, utstadim lo gazbu rabbanan. Says the Gemara, who says? No, that's not what we're talking about. Lo. Bechever agluzki. We're talking about sacks that were not tied together. There's just a small little nail that attaches them together. And when you pull a little bit on the string, the nail comes out and each goes back. The lo havet studen. In such a case, you don't have to use the sides of the animal. Inami bilachta. Or you could say, on each top of the sack, there's a small, there's a loop. And you bring the two loops into each other, take a little small branch, and you put it into the inner loop, and so that holds the sacks up. When you come to undo it, you just take out the branch, and they fall by themselves. In both of these cases, you don't have to push up against the side of the animal to lower the sacks. Aceve. Abai asks against Rabbah, how could you, Rabbah, say that using the sides of the animal is usser? Shtayim bidei adam v'achas be'ilon. If two of the walls of your sukkah were made by a human being, and one of the walls of the sukkah is a tree, k'shera ve'ein olun la b'yantif. So the sukkah is kosher, but you're not allowed to go into the sukkah on yantif. Why? Because this means the schach is going to be attached to the tree. And they used to go up on top of the sukkah and they used to use the schach. So since the schach is attached to the tree, so when you use the schach to put your items on there, you're using the tree. So my love, the chokbei be'ilon, davalut studin. What's the case over here? You had to have chiseled the schach into the tree. So you're using the side of the tree. You're not using the tree, you're using the side of the tree. Utstadin asurin. So the Mishnah says, you're not allowed to use such a sukkah. You're not allowed to use the schach because you're using the side of the tree. So the Gemara is making the following assumption, gentlemen. The Gemara is assuming like this. Just like you see from here that using the side of the tree is usser. So how could you, Rabbah, say using the side of the animal is mutter? Right, you're saying when the rabbis decreed you're not allowed to use an animal, they only decreed you're not allowed to ride on top of it, but to use the sides of it, Rabbah said, is mutter. So how come by a tree, it's the same thing, and you see over here that using the side of a tree is usser? Answer the Gemara, no. Lo, de kafye le'ilon. We're not talking about a case where the schach is going into the tree. No, de kafye le'ilon. You bent one tree to another tree and you tied them together. That's the wall. Va'anach sikach ilave. And you put the schach on top of it. To come mishamesh be'ilon. You're not using the side of the tree, you're using the top of the tree. Ihachi es habaye. Ema sefer. Wait, if that's true, look at the end of the Mishnah. Shalosh bidei adam v'achas be'ilon. If three of the walls of your sukkah are a human being, and one of them is a tree, k'sher v'on labiyantiv. Eat the kafi elina. We're talking about a case where you bend down the tree. Am I on labiyantiv? The schach is on top of the tree. How are you allowed to use it? Answers the Gemara of Elamai. Stud and asurin. What do you want to? You want to try to tell me that the sides are usur? Sof. Am I on labiyantiv? Why, if you have three walls, are you allowed to use it on yantif? But you're using the sides. Ella must be. Hasam, over there, where it says you're allowed to go up into a yantif, is because bigvaza parsichna. We're talking about a tree that has loads and loads of branches, and the branches go off to the sides. The Ilan Gufe Dofen Ba'amu Deshavya. That you're not putting the schach on the sukkah at all. You're just using the tree as a wall, but the schach is not on there at all. That's why you're allowed to use it. So the sefer is different than the reisha. The sefer we're talking about where you didn't put the schach on the walls. And the reisha we're talking about where you put the schach on the walls. So that's why you're going to say the reisha is talking about a case where the walls are made from the tree itself, and therefore you can't use it, because you're using the actual tree. And you can't prove from here at all about the issue of the sides. And the Gemara proves this. Dekanami diktani zeh klal. Kol ilan sheyinate la'ilan v'yichol lamar on labiyatif. Any tree that if you would remove this tree, the sukkah could still stand, you're allowed to use such a sukkah. So you see, the schach is not on the tree at all. If you took the tree at all, the schach would still be there. Shema mina. So you see from there that the Mishnah is talking about, the Sefer is talking about where you didn't put the schach on the tree at all. Says the Gemara, Lema Kitanai. The Gemara, so gentlemen, we basically just learned halachas that, according to one opinion, even if you're not allowed to use the top of an animal, you're allowed to use the side of the animal. And even if you're not allowed to directly use the top of a tree, but to use the side of a tree, maybe you can. So the Gemara says, Lema Kitanai, let us say this issue is Machlokes Tanai. Ein Olin La Biyantif. A sukkah that's resting on a tree, you're not allowed to use on Yantif. Rabbi Shimon Elazar, Omer Shemeir, Olin La Biyantif. You're allowed to go into such a sukkah. Says the Gemara, Maila Bokamiflagi. Maybe this is what they're arguing about. We're talking about a case where the schach is chiseled into the side of the tree. So by using the schach, you're going to be using the side of the tree. So one opinion says using the side of the tree is no good. One opinion says it is good. Mar Savar Tzdodin Asurin. One said that by using the schach, which is chiseled into the side of the tree, it's usher because you're using the side of the tree, and it's usher. Umar Savar Mutter. Mutar, in one opinion, says using the side of a tree is mutter. The Gemara rejects this. Amar Abaye, lo. No, this is not what they're arguing about. Dekulei Alma Tzdadin Asurin. Maybe everyone holds using the side of a tree on Shabbos is usher. V'hacha B'tzidei Tzdadin Kamiflgi. Here we're talking about a case where the schach is resting on a beam that's resting on the tree. It's like double removed. It's not that the schach is chiseled into the tree. You have a beam that's in the tree and the schach is resting on the beam. This is like mamid de mamid, right? That's the mamid de mamid. So you're not directly using it. Mar Sarat Tzidet Tzadon Asur, and Mar Sarat Tzidet Tzadon Mutarn. Rava disagrees. Rava Amar, no. Manda Asar Bet Tzadon Asanami Bet Tzidet Tzadon. What's the difference if it's one removed or not? Manda Shari Bet Tzidet Tzadon, Shari Nami Bet Tzadon. He disagrees. He disagrees. Let's go a little further. Esve Rav Mishashi LaRava. Rav Mishashi asked Rava a question. We're talking about a person who puts out an Eruv Tchumen. So you got to put out a meal of food at 2,000 amos. So the question is, what about if you put the meal in the tree? So you're not allowed to climb the tree on Shabbos. Na'atz Yaseid Be'ilan V'Sala Bakal Kala. Let's say you hung a peg in the tree and there's a basket of fruit hanging from the tree. And that's where you put your Eruv Tchumen. Lamala mass or a tvachim, if it's more than 10 tvachim off the ground, ain't Eruv or Eruv. It's not a good Eruv. Because it's 4 tvachim wide. It's like a Rishus Hayachid. So you're not allowed to carry it from there. So how could you say that's where your Eruv is going to be? You're not allowed to use it. It's a Suda She'ena Ro'ilo. However, Lamata mass or a tvachim, Eruv or Eruv. Now wait a second, but you're using the tree. Taima. Denotes Yaseid Be'ilan. So it's Tzidei Tzadim. It's not directly resting on the tree. It's on a peg that's on the tree. Hello, Notz. Afilu Matam Esar Tvachim Einu Ruv Eruv. But if you just put it in the tree, it would be no good. V'ha'ay Tana D'ka'asar B'Tzadim V'kashari B'Tzidei Tzadim. So here you see that to use the tree, the side of the tree directly is no good. But a rod hanging out of the tree would be good. So you see, tzidet tzadim is okay, but tzadim is no good. Answer the Gemara Rava. Hacha bikal kala dechuka askina. No, we're talking about a very thin basket. De bahadi de shakalela eruv. When you take the food out of it, kamenadid leila ilan, you're going to shake the tree. V'kamashamish b'ilan gufe. You're going to end up shaking the tree itself and not just the sides. The hilchasa, what's the halach lamaisa? Tzadin asurin, tzidet tzadin mutarin. The side of the tree is asur, but tzidet tzadin is mutar. Amar Rav Ashi, hashta da amris, tzadin asurin, high darga de midla, a ladder that you climb up to get to the sukkah. This is a sukkah that was used for the shomrim, which was attached to the tree. Lo linche inish adikla. Don't lean the ladder on the tree. Dahavaluhu studded, because you're using the tree. Ela linche agav v'zoi levar midikla. You should lean the ladder on the peg that's sticking out from the side. So it'll be tzidet studded. V'chisalik lo linach kara agav zoi. Don't put your foot on the peg itself, because you're using the side of the tree. Elisnach akadin. Rather, put your feet on the rungs of the ladder, which are on the reeds, which are attached to the tree. So tzidet tzadim is mutter, but tzadim is aser. Okay, we will stop here. Everyone should have one of those. Now, hold on. I have Shabbos Sheva Brachas. I'm going to be in Tinek for Shabbos. So I cannot give the Shir Motzei Shabbos because I'm just not going to be available to do it. So I would urge everyone to learn the daf on your own. If you want, Bli Neder, when I get home, like late at night, I'll make a short recording of the daf from Shabbos. I mean, you know, maybe I could give, if people are up at, you know, I'm not going to be home till very late, I don't think. So I don't know if people want to sit in here a shir at 11:30 or something, Motzei Shabbos. Is that something people want? I don't know what time I'm going to be home. What time is Shabbos over? So till I get out of there, it'll be, I don't know, 10:15. Maybe later, 10:30, till I get home. We took about 11:15. So I don't know if people are still going to be awake most of Shabbos. So what I'd rather do, what makes more sense to me, is I'll just, whenever I get home, I'll just make a recording. If you want to text me, if you're up and you want to listen to me make the recording, you could do that. But I don't know what my timing is going to be like most of Shabbos. So either I'll just make a recording at some, whenever I get home, I'll make a recording. I'll put a text in the chat. If anyone happens to be doing nothing, 11:39, you want to listen to me do a short recording, I'm happy to have you listen to me. Okay, have a wonderful Shabbos. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much.